"Revenge!" he snorted, and the light of his eyes lit the hall from floor to ceiling like scarlet lightning. "Revenge! The king under the mountain is dead, and where are his kin that dare seek revenge? Geryon, lord of Dale, is dead, and I have eaten his people like a wolf among sheep. And where are his sons that dare approach me? I kill where I wish, and none dare resist. I laid low the warriors of old, and their like is not in the world today. Then I was but young and tender. Now I am old and strong, strong, strong. Thief in the shadows, he gloated. My armor is like tenfold shields. My teeth are swords. My claws, spears. The shock of my tail is a thunderbolt. My wings, a hurricane. And my breath, death.
I have always understood, said Bilbo in a frightened squeak, that dragons were softer underneath, especially in the region of the chest. But doubtless one so fortified has thought of that.
The dragon stopped short in his boasting.
Your information is antiquated, he snapped. I am armored above and below with iron scales and hard gems. No blade can pierce me.
I might have guessed it, said Bilbo. Truly there can nowhere be found the equal of Lord Smaug the Impenetrable. What magnificence to possess a waistcoat of fine diamonds!
Yes, it is rare and wonderful indeed, said Smaug, absurdly pleased.
He did not know that the hobbit had already caught a glimpse of his peculiar undercovering on his previous visit, and was itching for a closer view, for reasons of his own. The dragon rolled over.
Look, he said, what do you say to that?
Dazzlingly marvellous. Perfect. Flawless. Staggering, exclaimed Bilbo aloud. But what he thought inside was, old fool, why, there is a large patch in the hollow of his left breast, as bare as a snail out of its shell.